This podcast is a safe place to share experiences and tackle issues related to mental health. It is meant not to work as intervention or replace any treatment option. Should you feel you are suffering from any mental discomfort, it is necessary to seek professional help from mental health professionals. You may check this directory of mental health facilities, services, and organizations from around the Philippines, thementalhealthph.org, or check the mental health resources at silakbo.ph. Okay? Hello to all our listeners. Thank you so much. Nakakailang episode na tayo at continuous pa rin kayo nagsusupport sa akin. Today, our topic will be is there a link between anger and depression? Okay? When someone has major depression or clinically depressed, anger can be a common feeling. You might be mad at the world, mad about things that happened in the past, or even mad at yourself. This anger can be very strong and hard to control, to the point where it makes your depression worse and hurts your relationship with people at work and at home. Okay. Base experience ko as a therapist, marami akong mga clients na lumalapit sa akin, they thought they have anger issues. Pero upon checking, upon observation, and then answering yung mga interviews na mga clients ko, lumalabas talaga na meron silang depression. And most of them, mas magugulat talaga sila, ha? May depression ako. So, yun ang ginagawa. Parang kailangan talaga na merong therapist ikaw, kasi mahirap talaga mag-self-diagnose. Minsan baka ang ginagawa mo, tinitreat mo sarili mo depression, o tinitreat mo sarili mo sa anger, yung pala, iba pala yung pinaka-root cause ng problem mo. Okay? Let's continue. Ano naman pinakaiba ng depression and anger? Okay? Let's start. Okay, depression isn't just temporary sadness. It is a mental health disorder that can be diagnosed based on symptoms like feeling sad and having troubles concentrating or sleeping, losing interest in things that used to be fun, having a flat affect, feeling hopeless, and doubting yourself and other things. Usually, ang depression nadadiagnose siya pag nag-fit ka doon sa DSM-5 na ginagamit ng mga psychiatrist. Okay? On the other hand, anger itself is not a mental health condition. Instead, it is a common but unpleasant feeling that everyone has from time to time. It's normal to feel angry when something upsets you. But anger that you cannot control, doesn't make sense, or otherwise wrong can be a sign of deeper problem, especially if you also have signs of depression. Okay? So, like ko sinasabi sa mga clients ko na the purpose of anger is to protect and preserve. So, hindi natin goal na tanggalin ang anger. Kailangan lang natin siya i-put in the right place para hindi siya mag-cause sa'yo ng problem sa relationship or sa work mo or sa mga tao nasa paligid mo. Okay? Research shows that explosive, uncontrollable anger is one of the ways that depression can show itself in men. Women with depression, on the other hand, report this kind of anger less often. Siguro nga, dahil nga, yung mga babae very expressive. So, pag malungkot sila, meron silang friend na nakakausap. Pero yung mga lalaki siguro dahil nga, parang ego na kaya ko to, sinasaloob lang nila. So sila talaga yung mas lumalabas yung may anger issues, okay? Anger can sometimes be a sign of depression but not always. Normal anger that is expressed in a healthy way is not a problem. It's unhealthy when it's get in a way of daily life and relationships, but it doesn't always mean that someone is depressed. Yes. So tama na hindi porket may anger issue ka ay may depression ka. Nagiging problem lang ang anger kapag yun nga, hindi ka na nakapag-function well, tapos nasisira na yung mga relationship mo sa mga taong nasa paligid mo. Okay? Types of anger in depression. There are three. First is irritability. Being irritable is a sign of depression. If you have depression, you might get angry over small things and snap at other people. Or you might not be able to handle small disappointments. Cut again. You might not be able to handle small disappointments without getting angry. Ito yung first yung, di ba, madali ka mairita. Konting mga bagay lang na maliliit lang. Na kuyari, may ni-remind ka lang, may nagsabi lang sa'yo, naiirita ka na kaagad. Okay? So, types of anger and depression. First is irritability. Second is hostility. It's going beyond irritable. A person with depression who shows anger to others may become hostile. So, ito yung parang galit agad sila sa tao, gusto nila manakit, gusto nila manapak, yung itsura nila kapag nag-express sila ng anger. Okay? The third one is anger attacks. Okay? Depression can also cause anger to come so quickly and strongly. This is sometimes called an anger attack. People can be surprised by these attacks that come on quickly and are often set off by small things. Ito yung ginagamit natin sa Tagalog, biglang nagpantig ang tenga ko. Okay? So parang bigla ka talaga nagagalit. So parang walang dahilan, bigla na lang. Or minsan naman nga maliit lang na bagay na dahilan, bigla yung parang umiinit yung tenga mo, talagang galit na galit ka. So those are the type of anger in depression, irritability, hostility, and anger attacks. Okay? Next, at ano naman, eto na yon, the link between anger and depression. Some evidence suggests that both maladaptive anger and major depression may be caused in part by a problem with serotonin. In other words, your brain's chemical may not be in balance. Because of this, medicine that are used to treat depression may also help with anger. Okay, so sa mga clients ko na alam nila to, lagi ko silang sinasabihan na napakahalaga yung kailangan nila alagaan yung self-care. Lagi nila narinig sa akin, nauumay na nga yata sila na sinasabi ko, o kamusta ang self-care mo? Part of that self-care is to increase yung serotonin. Ano ba yung serotonin? Serotonin helps your mood in check and helps you remember things. Okay? So, saan ba makikita ang serotonin? Usually, it's found in your gut. Doon mahahanap. Kaya, most of my clients pinag gut cleansing ko or detox, and after that pinag ano ko sila probiotics. Okay, kasi nga almost all of the serotonin in the body is made in the intestine. Okay, and serotonin is needed for healthy digestion, and serotonin din ang nakakatulong sa atin sa sleep, sexual function, bone health, and blood clotting sa parts ng body natin. So, ganun ka-importante ang serotonin. So, paano ba natin mai-increase ang serotonin? So, yun usually ang sinasabi ko sa mga clients, kaya paulit-ulit ako, hindi mo, kung ayaw mo talaga mag-take ng medicine na antidepressant, pwede mo naman gamitan ng supplements, okay? So, yung sa paano mag-increase ang serotonin, pwede ka sa food. May bananas, beans, egg, yung mga leafy greens such as spinach, nuts and seeds, yung mga walnut and flaxseed. Tapos yung oily fatty fish, yung mga may salmon, tuna, mackerel, and yung mga yogurt. Yan. At of course, ang aking favorite is yung kimchi. So yun, good yun sa serotonin. Yun ang nagpo-produce, mga food na nakakatulong sa atin para mag-produce ng serotonin, which is makakatulong sa atin para mag-regulate ng mood natin. Okay? So, yung mga taong may depression, dalawang klase nila ine-express yung anger nila. Anger turned inward and anger turned outward. Okay? So, yung anger turned inward, okay? According kay Simon Freud, which is kilalang-kilala siya sa pagdating sa psychology, thought that depression was caused by anger that was kept inside and turned inward instead of being shown to other people. People who are depressed often turn their anger inward, which is true. When you turn your anger inward, it can make your depression worse and start a vicious cycle. Listening to your inner critic can make your depression worse, and make it hard to do things that could help, such as doing exercise, spending time with other people, or doing activities you once enjoyed. This make you feel more hopeless and bad about yourself over time. So, ang anger turn inward, eto yung binubuli mo yung sarili mo. Nagsasabi ka ng negative things about yourself. Kunyari, may makulit lang or parang pinagsabihan ka ng boss mo na kailangan ayusin mo to. So parang nagagalit ka sa boss mo pero hindi mo ma-express. Or feeling mo may injustice na nangyari pero hindi mo rin ma-express. Tapos darating ang time na parang sinasabi mo sarili mo, kasi ako ay mahina ako, hindi ko nakapaglaban, wala akong kwentang tao. So doon nag-start. So somehow, yung anger, dahil nag-self-criticize ka na, subconsciously may mga actions kang ginagawa na nakaka-hurt sa sarili mo. Okay, halimbawa, magpupuyat ka na lang, sasabi mo, I deserve it. Sasaktan mo sarili mo, I deserve it. Mga ganon, okay? Ito naman yung anger turned outward, okay? People who are depressed sometimes take their anger out on others instead of themselves. So opposite sila. Yung isa inward sa sarili mo, ito naman outward sa ibang tao. Depression can make bad feelings stronger and harder to control. Then you might feel bad about how you express yourself, which can make the situation worse and harder to get out of. It could cause you problem in both your personal and professional life in the long run. For instance, if you can't handle stress at work, you might lash out at your coworkers, your boss, or even your customers. If you can't keep your temper in check around your friends and family, it can put a strain in your relationship. Ang anger turned outward. Iniiwasan ka kaagad ng tao kahit hindi ka pa nagagalit. Kasi alam nila na anytime, mag-snap ka. So, talaga, doon mo papapansin na iniiwasan na ba ako ng mga tao? Okay? A treatment for depression that also address anger is the same as treatment for depression on its own. In short, both medication and therapy has been shown to be effective ways to treat depression and reduce anger, hostility, and irritability. Kaya nga napaka-importante na alam mo talaga kung ano cause ng problem mo, kasi kung ang problem mo talaga is depression, ibang treatment ang gagawin sa'yo. Ibang therapy, ibang gamot. So, kaya napaka-importante na you seek professional help. Hindi lang puro anger issues. Ngayon pala, meron ka pa palang deep underlying cause ng anger mo. Okay? In conclusion, remember that you're not the only one who feels the way you do. Depression makes it hard for a lot of people to control their anger and irritability. This is not your fault. You might not be able to do anything about it, but you can learn ways to deal with bad feelings and anger that will help you feel better and get out of bad mood. Okay, usually sa CBT, sa mga clients ko, I teach them tools and techniques, ano yung pwede nilang gawin kapag nandun na sila sa moment, kapag galit na sila, paano nila makokontrol yung sarili na. Or, every time they feel depressed, ano yung pwede nilang gawin. Last but not least, don't be ashamed to ask for help. In fact, putting yourself first in this way might be just what you need to improve your relationship and feel better about your daily life. Kaya napaka-importante talaga na you invest in yourself. Huwag kang matakot manghumingi ng tulong or mag-ask ng help or mag-undergo ng therapy. Kasi once na nag-i-improve ka, mag-i-improve din yung relationship mo sa paligid mo. Okay? You should be as kind and respectful to yourself as you would be to a friend who came to you for advice. You deserve to be kind to yourself. Okay, so yan mga listener, ang explanation natin about anger and depression, the link between the two. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
This has been Coach I on the Mind End on Mental Health CBT podcast. Reach out to me by the Facebook group Meant to Matter, Meant, M-E-A-N-T, and my Facebook account, Aileen Evangelista Ang, Aileen, A-I-L-E-E-N. I borrowed the quote from Les Brown. You ask for help not because you are weak, but because you want to remain strong. The hurt and pain you are feeling is temporary unless you choose to dwell on it. Remember, healing is a slow process. It is a self-realization. and it starts with you. This episode has been brought to you by Kids Hope Foundation, Inc., Life Coach Group Advisor, Inc., and Kids Journey Learning Center.